Another podcast? Really? It's not as if there were a podcast shortage in the world. And do people really want to hear me talking to myself? I mean, the neighbors already get that. Well, for there to be a podcast, there must be a magical podcast theme song.
2020 is quite a year. Thank goodness this podcast is here. I'll take you on a magic ride where songs and words go side by side. It's the 411 on 2020. The 411 on 2020. The 411 on 2020. It's free of charge, so you'll get your money's worth. And then hopefully a little bit more.
Let's give this a shot. So, the title of my live album, 2020. Whew, why name an album after a year that makes one go, ah? Well, it was planned and titled in 2019 when we were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Remember when we went places and did things? Well, anyway, the album was recorded 2 weeks before the world locked down, and the title just stuck. I kind of think of the title kind of as a musical time capsule. Here's where we were sonically at this point in time. My new record, 2020, has been about a decade in the making. And over that time, I've gathered some stories. For instance, I once played a weekly gig where the only place you could really hear me singing was in the bathroom. It turned out to be a royal flush, actually, as the bathroom attendant and I became friends, and she hooked me up with a bunch of fancy mints. Or there was the time I got sick in Serbia and Croatia, and the venue contact drove me around giving a tour, helping find a clinic, and translating. It was minimally successful, but very fun. Or there was the time where we almost got our windows smashed in Germany when we inadvertently caused a massive traffic jam in a subterranean parking garage. Ah, yes, the good times. There have been so many adventures that paved the way for this album, and I can't wait to share some of them with you. Over the following episodes, I will try to unravel travelogues and sheet music to give you some insight into the making of 2020. There will also be puns. Lots and lots of puns.
Point of view, all your love is all I ever need. I can't get enough of you with me. All your love is all I'll ever need. Do you know what you're doing?
2017, and I'm trying out Y'all. Great lyrics, y'all. How are y'all doing? It doesn't work. Kind of like the time I bought cowboy boots in high school. Some things just don't work for everyone. As much as I enjoy the inclusivity and warmth of y'all, I'll always be a girl from the Midwest where the weather is far too cold for that contraction. Semantics aside, I met Snuffy over at Jeff's studio in Nashville, and I said, let's see what y'all can do. Okay, I'm done. A few weeks prior, I got this idea for a verse. Won't you tell me where you're going? I don't care where you've been. Kind of a neo-noir vibe. It was a dark winter morning on a cold summer night. My broad and I went out to catch some jazz and maybe cut a rug. You know, Jeff Cohen is one of those writers with whom you hit it off instantly. Collaborative writing sessions can be awkward sometimes. They can be like blind dates where you try to express yourself, retain who you are as a person, but also learn about the other person. It doesn't always work, but it was so easy with Jeff. We bonded instantly over a love of Tom Waits and the Transcendentalists, and we were actually able to incorporate both of them into the song.
And we can be lonely together till the dawn of the day. And the sound of quiet desperation will lead us on our way.
Rummaging through my old phone recordings, I found this work tape.
Set. We're on.
Won't you tell me where you're going? I don't care where you've been. I could be wrong, but I think you know all about the shape I'm in.
Snuffy Walden is killing it as usual. And he really developed that distinct finger-picking style that is the backbone of the verses of his song.
If I just knew where to start, here's my hand. You don't have to walk me home. If I ask, just don't walk me home.
It just happened so fast, it came together so easily, and we ended up writing two songs that day. Nashville is scary prolific.
Just don't walk me home.
Don't Walk Me Home has become a key part of our shows, almost always starting off the set list. It's inviting, but it keeps some mysteriousness. Kind of like your cool cousin that went to study abroad and came back with purple hair. I'm often asked, why doesn't she want to be walked home? I imagine it's because she prefers to live in the now without defining or adding pressure. Oftentimes she feels interpretation doesn't clarify but robs the moment of its magic. Or maybe she has a pizza at home and she doesn't want to share it. Or maybe she lost her keys and she can't remember where she lives. Or, you know, maybe you can never be too careful with private information in the modern age. Or maybe she's avoiding the question and letting the listener tell the story instead.
Here's my head. You don't have to be alone.
Listening to my very first podcast. 2020 is available everywhere now. Check it out.